We wanted to create spaces where children's voices against the war could be heard all over the country. We wanted cultural events where children could express their hopes and interest in peace through the arts. We wanted children all over Colombia to know about and understand their rights, and for parents and teachers to understand the rights of children as well. Finally, we asked the adults in the meeting to work as our partners in making these things happen. Children and adults began working together to turn these ideas into a plan of action. In the middle of the third day, the Children's Movement for Peace was born. This was to be a real movement of children, which no adults could join. They could only be our advisors. The first activity of the Children's Movement for Peace was going to be an election, just like the one held in Mozambique, in which Colombian children would choose which of their rights were most important to themselves and their communities. The election would draw attention to the effect of war on children, but it would also help children, teachers, and parents learn about child rights. Before leaving, all of us signed a declaration agreeing to support the